What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, April 18th. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, as you probably already heard, they finally caught up with the Cleveland Facebook killer, Steve Stephens. Apparently, he got spotted at a McDonald's buying some nuggets, and they took off. There was a brief chase, and supposedly he killed himself in his car. And there are two issues that I want to bring up on about this story. First of all, I want to know if this guy was on prescription antidepressants, because he's certainly behaving like it. And I think the public has a right to know if these medications are dangerous. The second issue is, why did it take so long to find this guy? He's there with his cell phone. He's broadcasting Facebook messages and he's live. Isn't the NSA and the FBI and Stingray and everything supposed to find you through your cell phone? Or is that just a big bluff? Or even worse, it was a horribly expensive, bloated government project that cost a lot of money and can't actually do anything. But the fact that they had to wait to actually see the guy, get eyeballs on him, tells us that all this talk about constantly tracking you through your cell phone may not be 100% accurate. Oh my goodness, the government lied to us again. How will I cope? Another breaking story. Apparently over in the Congo, refugees have taken 13 United Nations mission staff as hostage. And apparently the issue is these refugees are sick of being told to wait, wait, wait. We're going to find someplace else. And there are all these people, 530 people, living in the Munigi base outside Goma. And they fled South Sudan last August. Sudan is another place where the U.S. is in there dropping bombs and everything. And they're just getting unhappy. And so they've taken these U.N. People hostage, and we'll see how that's going to evolve. Now then, we're going to get into the war zones. And I want to start with Korea, because there's something very interesting going on over there. And I think it reveals a couple of things. The war agenda and the deep factionalization of our government, where we know the NSA's gone rogue, CIA's gone rogue. Now it looks like the Pentagon's gone rogue. There's nobody really in charge. It's all these various entities that are pursuing their own agendas at our expense and risk of life and limb. John McCain is out there flapping his gums again, saying North Korea is the first real test of Trump's presidency. And all I can say, John, is here's your rifle, here's your parachute, watch your head climbing into that plane, and we'll call North Korea and tell them you are on your way to whip their butts all by yourself. And more critical articles are coming out on this up in Global Research. And they're talking about the problem is not North Korea, it's Washington, D.C. And what it gets back to is the fact that the United States never actually won the Korean War. It ground to a halt. Everybody got tired and said, we're just going to stop in place and sneer at each other. Technically, legally, the Korean War never ended. It's been 64 years of sitting there and saying there's a war going on, but nobody wants to show up for it. And, of course, this is a huge embarrassment for a government that likes to posture itself as being unbeatable militarily. The United States has never lost a war, except for Vietnam. And the booga booga is being cranked on up. Latest one is they're now claiming that North Korea has agents in place already inside the United States, and they've got biological weapons. Ooh, they've got germs. Be afraid. Forget about the nuke thing. The nukes can't get to the mainland U.S., but they've got germs, and they're already there. So they're trying to ramp up the fear. Again, common sense. If North Korea were to launch a biological weapons attack here in the United States, what would be the result? North Korea turned into a puddle of green molten glass. Another story, this one coming out of The Guardian. U.S. military considers shooting down North Korea missile tests. And it's still rattling the sabers. Now, remember, most of what North Korea is testing are defensive missiles. They can't reach the U.S. They can't reach Japan. They can't reach Guam. They're short and medium-range missiles that exist to basically shoot at people trying to invade their country. And every nation has a right to self-defense, especially in a world where you have the United States and its allies invading country after country, drone strike after drone strike, cruise missiles, all of it. We know who the aggressors are here, and it is ridiculous to say that countries should not arm themselves to defend against invasion. And as I said yesterday, go back and look at all the countries the United States and its allies have regime changed and drone struck and invaded over the last 16 years. What is the one common factor in them all? They didn't have weapons with which to deter the invasions that hit. And that's what it comes down to. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, the other day, China warned the United States not to act unilaterally against North Korea. Today, Russia has chimed on in and saying, basically, there are no grounds to attack North Korea. North Korea has not attacked anybody. And this idea of going around and saying we have a right to destroy a country because sometime in the future they may not love us is ridiculous. It's also a violation of international law. Another story coming on out from RIMF.com. Advocates urge Trump to de-escalate with North Korea, not continue to ratchet up threats and military aggression. Because everybody over there is so tense, they're just going to jump at the first signal and hit a button. And once you hit that button, there's no taking it back. Now then, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, who used to be chief of staff to Colin Powell, is saying the U.S. should stop with all the threats and own up to its own role in the present condition of the two split Koreas. Because the United States bears responsibility for the current conditions in Korea. Remember, 5 years ago, the Koreas were talking about unifying. The leading candidate to be the next president of South Korea is fully on board with what they call the Sunshine Policy. Let's glue it all back together, and we'll have a united Korea the way Germany reunified. Another article coming out of the original antiwar.com, why Donald should cool it on North Korea, basically looking at all of their recent failed tests. Kim Jong-un can't deliver on his threats. And he's saying part of the problem is that the United States has been stationing soldiers for 67 years in South Korea, sneering at North Korea. Of course that's going to get North Korea nervous. It's the U.S. that's provoked this crisis, as it has in so many other parts of the world. Another article coming out of The Last Great Stand, the U.S. is on the verge of making an extremely costly mistake. And it starts out by stating the obvious. If it comes to outright war, North Korea will be flattened by the United States of America. This is the United States of America playing the big global bully, whooping on a little tiny nation, like they've been doing for the last 16 years. But in the process, North Korea could easily fling missiles into South Korea, into Seoul, up to Vladivostok. And the U.S. would be blamed for all that devastation because the world sees the United States is provoking North Korea. The world understands the United States is the aggressor in all of these current conflicts. Now, here's an interesting story. Vice President Mike Pence is traveling around that part of the world, apparently paid an unannounced visit to the demilitarized zone, look out over all the landmines and everything. And apparently he admitted that the cruise missile attack on Syria and the Moab bomb in Afghanistan were staged as a warning to Kim Jong-un to make him afraid. And that's just as much as admitting that the gas attack on Idlib was a false flag to justify the Syria cruise missile attack. Now, this, of course, sends the wrong message that the U.S. attacks countries on the basis of lies. And looking at the fact that only 23 of the 59 cruise missiles even got near the intended target is revealing that American weapons may look very impressive, but it may all be for show. Now, everyone's going on back to Donald Trump, and he came on out and justified the cruise missile attack on Syria, saying it was the picture of those beautiful babies. Oh, those beautiful, heartbreaking, heartbreaking. But what about all the other little babies killed by U.S. bombs since Trump became the president? Apparently, Trump's not concerned with them. But in the first 3 months of his presidency, Donald Trump has dropped bombs and killed civilians, including children, in Yemen, Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. But they don't count because the U.S. did it. But when we claim Assad did it, it's a horrible, horrible tragedy. Now, that all being said, something very strange is going on. Because over at Defense News, and the New York Times just ran this story as well, the USS Carl Vinson carrier battle group is nowhere near North Korea. It's down in the Sunda Strait. As of Saturday, it's down there exercising with the Australian Navy. That's 3,500 miles away from Korea. And U.S. officials are flatly denying the reports that the Nimitz and the Ronald Reagan were going to join the Vinson off the coast of North Korea. So there's a question. Who put out that story that the Carl Vinson was off the coast of North Korea? Was it a bluff by the U.S. government to scare Kim Jong-un? Was it part of this campaign of terror along with the Moab and the cruise missile strike into Syria? If it was, it didn't work. Kim has called their bluff. And coupled with that is a story that actually appeared in CNN. Yes, I still look at them to see what they're saying. And the headline read, Trump may have to be patient about North Korea. And they go on in saying, really, there's nothing different about the current situation with North Korea that hasn't been the same for the last several years. Nothing has really changed. And more saber rattling isn't going to accomplish anything. Now, I could be wrong here, but it's looking to me like somebody just blinked and they're pulling back from an attack on North Korea. Now, that doesn't get us out of the woods because, as I said before, our government is badly factionalized. We've got a rogue military, rogue intelligence agencies. Somebody could still stage another false flag to try and kick things up. Now, Japan has announced they may consider deploying troops if there's another North Korea missile test that falls in their waters. So they're still out there being aggressive. You know, there might be an interesting theory there. Maybe this last missile test didn't actually fail. Maybe they were just testing the first stage and the staging mechanism because that's where they've had the most problems. And once it's successfully staged, North Korea destroyed it. So that it wouldn't go into somebody else's water. That would be the smart thing to do. Now, then you've probably been hearing that there's this former Department of Defense science advisor, and he's a professor at MIT, Theodore Postol. And he's all over the independent media basically saying the Syrian chemical attacks are it's a hoax. We know there was no sarin gas because the white helmets who were getting their picture taken helping the people who were pretending to be dead weren't wearing any gloves. If there had really been sarin gas present, it leaves a residue, doesn't blow away. And the area has to be decontaminated, and the people who are handling the victims and doing the decontamination have to have the full biohazard suits. And they were not there. And so Theodore Postol's put out this 14-page report that debunks the claim that Assad gassed his own people. And with all due respect to MIT, which is where my father graduated, we know the story was bogus from the beginning. Assad was on the verge of defeating the U.S.-backed rebels. There were peace talks starting up in Brussels that would have guaranteed the continuance of the current Syrian government. Even the White House said we have to accept that political necessity. Why would Assad do the one thing that would allow the U.S. to come on in and start supporting the rebels against him again? He didn't have a motive. He gained nothing from it. Idlib was not even a militarily significant target. And if Assad was going to use banned chemical weapons, why use them on civilians? Why not use them on the U.S.-backed rebels? The story just never made sense from the beginning. Now, the former president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, late of the UNOCAL consortium that led to the war in Afghanistan, is out there saying the Moab bombing is an atrocity. And basically, the claim that they were destroying these tunnels, which they knew were there because the CIA built them during Charlie Wilson's war, but the bomb did a huge amount of destruction to the farms and houses on the surface, and it has a huge radius. That it really is a large bomb. And now, of course, we've got Mike Pence saying they dropped it just to prove that they would, which was like Harry Truman, who dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to show the world we had them and the political will or the political psychoses to actually use them. Now, President Assad's senior advisor, Botani Shaban, is basically saying the U.S. can create any story as a pretext to start a military campaign. The whole world understands this is what the U.S. is doing. Tell a lie, attack a country. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Boom. Assad is gassing his own people. Boom. What lie will they tell to invade somebody else? They've certainly been ramping up the fear campaign about North Korea. Everybody's saying, oh, North Korea, North Korea. North Korea is not going to attack us. The retaliation would destroy the entire country. Everything that you think you know about North Korea and Kim Jong-un was told to you by the same people who assured you Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. Kim might actually be a nice guy. We don't know. We can't know. Now, apparently, U.S. forces are accused of killing another 40 civilians. They dropped a bomb on a Syrian mosque where they thought there might be an al-Qaeda meeting. There was no al-Qaeda meeting. They dropped the bomb during prayer. And they killed at least 40 civilians. Then they came on back and did a double tap on the survivors fleeing outside. That's become a very common tactic of the United States. Bomb a structure, wait till everybody runs on out, come in and bomb again. Now, Mike Pence may be may say that dropping the Moab and the cruise missile attacks are there to show that America is to be feared by North Korea. It may not be having that effect, certainly in the Middle East itself. Because Syria has been much admired by much of the Middle East for standing up to the U.S. attempt at regime change for going on 6 years. And a lot of these other Middle Eastern countries that have had regime changes, now they're getting angry. And we might see more and more of these countries start to try and kick their puppet rulers out. The whole region could explode. It seems to me that Donald Trump's advisors are no more carefully thinking things out than Obama's advisors. They get an idea and they go with it, and they don't really think it all the way through what might happen. Apparently, Turkish soldiers and Kurdish fighters are exchanging heavy fire in the north of Syria. We're going to take a break for commercials here. We got callers waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these few words.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We've got a breaking story. Apparently, somebody went on a shooting spree in downtown Fresno. At least three people dead. And the witnesses said the guy was shouting Aloha Snack Bar. And the shooter is ID'd as Corey Ali Muhammad. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls now. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was trying to figure out with the voter fraud in the primaries where Hillary took it away from Bernie Sanders, why no lawsuits were ever filed on that? I know Bernie didn't because he was hoping to get something on the inside when she got in as president, but nobody filed a lawsuit. You know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she steps down, as the fraud is acknowledged, and not a damn thing ever happened about election fraud. Not a thing.
Well, first of all, the system is designed to conceal the evidence of fraud, and in most states, there are very strict laws that limit the time period where a lawsuit or a challenge can be brought. Here in Hawaii, it's just 2 weeks. If you can't find the evidence of election fraud and file a lawsuit within 2 weeks, then you can't. We also have the fact that judges won't entertain the lawsuits anyway. There was that case in San Diego where the judge actually said, yes, I see the evidence of fraud before me, but California has certified the election, therefore no lawsuits and challenges can be allowed. I mean, the system is completely corrupt and crooked.
Yeah, sure is. Very, very disappointing. Now, I was hoping something would come out of that because, you know, it just encourages, it actually encourages fraud. And if,
yes,
if there's a statute of limitations on it, it encourages it.
Our current election system, and by the way, we're seeing indications it's the same all over the world. The election system is designed to facilitate and then conceal election fraud. And that's why it has to change.
Right. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Carol in Idaho. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you. I just want to mention something to the American people by way of you, Michael. Nothing new here, but really I think there's something that needs to be pointed out. I know that you and other hosts have actually pointed out that the U.S. has been involved in wars somewhere on the planet most of its existence as a nation, right? I think you yourself have probably
yes.
said that a number of times. Okay. However, I think what needs to be said here and repeated often is the fact that in prior times, prior to the neocon Bolsheviks pulling off their new Pearl Harbor, which was 9/11, prior to that, Michael, the U.S. military-industrial complex at least seemed to have some semblance of decency about the way it would handle its conflicts, right? But since then, we just go into war after, into nation after nation after nation with no apologies, right up to the Trump administration, and that's all I'm, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
That I see what you're saying, yeah, absolutely. Well, see, here's what's really going on is that in times past, what the people knew of the wars, what they knew of the conduct of the wars, was controlled by the corporate media and entertainment. And so people bought into the fact that we were fighting moral wars, we were following the rules. In the age of the internet and the independent media, everybody knows that that's no longer true. And that is really accounting for most of the difference in the perception. It isn't that the wars are any more brutal than they have been in the past. We're just seeing it. If you go back to Major General Smedley Butler's treatise, All War is a Racket, he reveals in there that long before the neocons, yeah, war was all about serving the interests of the bankers. It's just the American people never knew it. They never saw it. Nobody was telling them that was the real reason their children were being killed and crippled.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, because I guess I deduce from that I myself have had an idea that if the U.S. has been nicer than it really has been all along, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And we're coming up on another commercial break, so we're going to hold off on the next phone call here. Over in Iraq, in Mosul, 60 Islamic State militants have been killed by the Iraqi forces. And I want to emphasize that, because there's been another development involving just who is on whose side in these war zones. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fars News is reporting that once again, U.S. aircraft have been observed dropping aid packages to ISIS near a town in western Nineveh province. And what is going on here is the U.S. is still supporting ISIS to prolong the conflict until Iraq capitulates into allowing a large chunk of their territory to be split off for the future Kurdistan. And every single one of those aid drops, everybody involved in that mission is technically guilty of the crime of treason, giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. We've all been told there's a war on terror. We've all been told that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are the enemies in the war on terror. Aiding them is an act of treason. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I was just thinking that
I don't know, really. I think it's impossible to know really who's in charge in this country and what a horrible, sinister, loose, absolutely dangerous loose cannon we are. I mean, if you think about it, that there's the trillions that went to the Pentagon that we don't know where it went, mm-hmm. right? We have the huge black budget for all the
maybe Obama states. Built the Death Star.
Yeah, but you know, but how about the intelligence agencies, Mike? Nobody knows really how much money they make, or how much with all their black budgets and all the money they make off their businesses and selling drugs and so on, blackmailing mm-hmm. people. I'm sure nobody. There's leaks everywhere in Washington. The FBI and everybody is leaking intelligence, and they've tapped everybody's phone. So there's that. The elections are completely rigged. You know, we have instances of the military doing things even though Obama didn't want them to do it. I'm sure the intelligence people do that all the time. We just never hear about it. I mean, we are a runaway locomotive. And
yes.
I really don't know who anybody can control this thing.
Yeah, I'm in agreement there. I prefer the metaphor of the loose cannon on deck. But we're hearing from other countries like Russia. They view the U.S. government as completely unpredictable now. And that is increasing the risk of somebody making a mistake. And again, you go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, where Kennedy and Khrushchev knew that each other did not want to start a nuclear war, and they were able to work their way through that crisis. We don't have that situation right now. We've got Russia who's looking at John McCain flapping his gums and Mike Pence saying, yeah, we just blew up a Syrian airbase and dropped a big, huge bomb on Afghanistan just to make a point. And they can't be certain that our government or whoever's got their finger on the button isn't going to just push it on the basis of another fiction. That raises the possibility that if somebody does make a mistake, it could escalate to nuclear war with almost no warning whatsoever.
And you know, Mike, they've had the media about the Syrian strike that, like, out of 48 papers, like 47 of them had pro strike headlines, and you know, they're completely reversing track on what they had opposition to Trump. And Trump, a guy who, even if he had the intellect and the temperament to actually speak with the Russians, with all the divisions within the United States, Democrats and everybody calling him a Russian spy and all that crap, which has disappeared, by the way.
Yes.
You know, how can you treat with somebody when you've got that hanging over your head? It's completely ungovernable.
Well, that's exactly the problem. I mean, Russia's Lavrov has already come out and said, we don't know who's really calling the shots in the United States government. We don't know who to talk to. They're talking, obviously, with Tillerson. But what Tillerson is saying and what the U.S. government is actually doing are two different things. And Russia understands that they can't take anything said by the U.S. government at face value. Because there is this obvious factionalization going on.
The one thing in American foreign policy, even right now, that you can say unequivocally is that we'll do whatever Israel wants us to do. Other than that, it's a complete loose cannon.
Well, the problem I have with that one is right now, Israel is a parasite. And they'll go on sucking the United States until it is destroyed. And then they'll just hop on to some other country, like Canada. Because, you know, parasites view a host as a divine right. And that the universe is just going to provide more hosts for us to parasitize on. And unfortunately, all these people in the U.S. government who are doing the bidding of Israel do not understand that the ultimate end of Israel's bidding is the destruction of the United States of America. I'm not saying that Israel wants to destroy the United States of America. It's just they can't stop sucking the blood out.
Yeah, they can't stop themselves. That's for sure. The other thing, Mike, is, by the way, when you were saying yesterday about the defoliants of the Palestinian Gazan property, you know, farms.
Yes.
Are they using Agent Orange, I wonder?
I don't know what they're using, but they're using a chemical that is destroying the food crops. Could be Roundup for all we know.
God. Well, we all know what Agent Orange does, and we all also know that Israel's goal is to wipe these people out. So.
Yeah, but the problem with using Agent Orange is they would so contaminate the land that Israel couldn't use it. Any place that they've used Agent Orange, unless there is a concerted decontamination program, that stuff lasts forever. There are still places down here on the Big Island where they were doing the early tests of Agent Orange, and they're still chain link fenced off, and there's big warning signs, do not walk in here, you will die. And that's going to be there for 100 years before this stuff goes away.
Oh, my God. Well, hey. Keep doing what you're doing, Mike. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. And before we take any more phone calls, apparently over in Yemen, a Black Hawk helicopter belonging to the Saudi Arabian military has crashed, killing at least 12 personnel. They're refusing to say whether or not it was shot down by the people of Yemen. We're going to go back to the phones here. Wes in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Most Honorable Michael Rivero, I have 10 seconds of Merle Haggard before a question about North Korea. Here goes.
What I hate is statesmen.
Okay, Wes, we can't do that. Okay, we can't play other people's music on our radio station without getting a copyright clearance, okay? And why don't you just tell us what you wanted to tell us?
Oh, okay. I want to ask you a question before I run down the 9 names of the banks involved here. Is North Korea crazy? Are they printing their own money? Is that why they're crazy?
Yeah. If you look at the targets of all of this, the war, like Syria, Iran, and North Korea, they have state central banks. It's a government that creates its own currency, and private central bankers hate that. That's why they went into Libya. Muammar Gaddafi kicked out the privately owned central bank, set up a state bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar, and then told the rest of the world that if they wanted to buy Libya's oil, they had to pay for it in the gold dinar. And other African nations started saying, we're going to start using the gold dinar for trade among the various nations of Africa. And that, of course, was a major threat to the private central banking scam.
I want to name some names here. There's 9 names here. Rothschild of London and Berlin, Lazard, Banks of Paris, Israel Moses Schiff, Banks of Italy, Warburg Banks of Hamburg and Amsterdam, Lehman Brothers of New York, Kuhn Low Bank of New York, now Shearson American Express, Goldman Sachs of New York, National Bank of Commerce, New York, Morgan Guarantee Trust, Morgan Bank, Equitable Life, Levi Morton are principal shareholders. Last one here, Hanover Trust of New York, William and David Rockefeller and Chase National Bank, New York, are principal shareholders. There, I think I've named the names, and thank you.
Well, Lehman Brothers isn't around anymore. They declared bankruptcy in 2008 from the mortgage-backed security fraud.
Okay, you're ahead of me on that. I don't think Merle Haggard, by the way, would be offended by playing that part of his song. But thank you again, Michael Rivero. Another thing, RBN, there's a couple hosts on RBN that are saying we got to go attack North Korea because they are run by a crazy man. This is what I'm hearing on RBN. What's going on?
Well, one of the reasons I like being at RBN is nobody comes in and taps me on the shoulder and says, this is what you're going to say on the program. So all of our various hosts do have their own points of view on these various issues. And obviously, I don't agree with them. Again, that's one of the really great things about RBN, is I get to do the stories I think are important. I get to put out my honest analytical opinions as to what's going on. We don't have somebody in the background saying, well, that story is going to harm our advertiser, therefore you can't go there. And that's really what independent media is supposed to be about.
Well, I'd sure like to see Statmiller give him the boot. I don't want to hear these people that are telling me we got to go attack North Korea.
There's a little thing on your computer called a volume control, and you can always turn it down and not listen to the host that you don't agree with, okay? We're going to let you go here and switch over to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. The caller before would have been a great segue to this call. How many times, me personally, am I going to fall for a Zionist? The last person in the world that I would ever believe and trust would be a Zionist. Recently, Michael Savage, who I never paid a lot of attention before, because if they're pro-Israel, I just write them off out of hand. He has been hammering Trump over the last week over betraying us and his warmonger stances and everything. He has done a 180-degree turn and is now talking about the glories of empire and how maybe we need to take another look at it and how great it would be for America to go ahead and become empire. I like to have freaked. Last night, I even built a Facebook page for Michael Savage because there was another Facebook page where they were saying he, you know, everything 180 degrees from what he was saying before, where he was anti-war, and they had a bunch of war hawks on there and neocons. I said, don't you even listen to what he's saying? And now I'm sitting here at my computer writing a post to put on that Facebook page saying, how many times do I have to be fooled and fall for a Zionist lie? I can't believe the 180-degree turn that Michael Savage has just done. It's incredible. It's just in your face. This had to have been planned. Had to have been.
Well, you know, somebody yanked his leash, said, and you need to understand, the people who are pushing for this next war, in their view, they no longer have a choice. They've gone way too far down this road to quit and turn around without imploding the United States of America's economy. They're thinking, we may not succeed, but, you know, we dare not allow ourselves to fail, and they're just going to keep on moving. The ultimate goal is a war against the ruble and the yuan, and they're risking the incineration of the surface of planet Earth in this argument over whose brand of ink and paper we're all going to be using for the next 100 years.
Well, I'll be giving people a heads up that if they want to keep that page open, they can. I've already put you on that page, by the way, as the other Michael that this is my favorite, the other Michael. And if I haven't found a good Facebook page where they're posting your latest shows, I'll get that done tonight for you. Because you're, as far as I'm concerned, I've done radio myself. I know how hard it is. You're just amazing. I've done 3-hour shows. I know how hard it is. You're amazing.
Well, thank you very much here, but you need to understand that I've been informed by several people that searching for me or what really happened on Facebook does not get results. We're being blocked on there. I know that there are some YouTube channels that are out there that cover my show, and Facebook right now is going through a big stink in that they closed down a whole bunch of obviously fake accounts only to discover that these accounts were being set up to puff up various corporate media entities, and apparently the one that took the biggest hit was USA Today, because when they shut down these obviously fake accounts, USA Today lost a whole huge number of their followers. And so there's a lot of fraud going on in the corporate social media to make the corporate media look better than it really is. Remember, we talked about a month ago where all the major newspapers were caught using Chinese botnets to artificially inflate the clicks on their website to make it look like they're still relevant. And in the process, they're cheating their advertisers by saying, look at all these people reading the site. We're going to charge you thus and such money. Anyway, Chuck, we're going to let you go. And thank you very much for the phone call and the kind thoughts here.
Everybody.
And we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines for a bit because I got a bunch of news to get to. Dan in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Just wanted to talk about the Boston bombing. I know you had posted some articles and videos yesterday on the anniversary. There was one of the victims, or alleged victims, her name was Adrienne Haslett Davis. Mm-hmm. And yesterday she was saying, oh, they put the wreath 20 feet too far away from the actual site. And she made this big stink. And she just comes across as one of these crisis actresses. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I studied the Boston bombing back when it first happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like I'm wondering how they could possibly fool all these people, you know, if it was crisis actors. Then I see this video yesterday where they completely controlled the triage unit.
Yeah.
Is that the,
The fact of the matter is they didn't fool everybody. They like to pretend that they did, but they didn't. Anyway, Dan, I need to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go. showdown in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Dan up in Canada. We're talking about the Boston bombing and the reality that while the government and the corporate media are still pretending that they have succeeded in bamboozling the American people, the reality is they have not. And a good example of this goes all the way back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, where they did succeed in fooling the vast majority of the American people, and those who had information that pointed in a different direction did not have the means to get that information out. And it took about 30 years to reach a point where polls showed half of Americans knew the Warren Report was a complete fiction. Well, today in the age of the internet and the independent media, the life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. And there's a lot of the deep state, the old career politicians, the fossils still occupying management at CIA and FBI and NSA that still don't understand the fundamental change to the flow of information in our society.
Yes, Dan? There's. Okay. I mean, it took 12 years for people to see the Zapruder film, and now we have the internet.
Yes, we do. And the government and the corporate media have not succeeded in fooling us that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. They did not succeed in convincing us Assad was gassing his own people in 2013 and 2014 and the 4th of this month. But all they know how to do is lie, because the U.S. government has gotten by with lies, fraud, and deception for so long, they don't actually know any other way to run a country. And that is another reason why I am foreseeing a Soviet Union-style collapse in the future for Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. Going back to the Boston bombing, so this woman who apparently had her leg amputated was at the spot where some 12 feet away, styrofoam cups weren't even blown off of the patio. And there was also a double-paned glass window right in front of the explosion, but only one of the glass panes broke. So I'm wondering how, you know, I've been to a KISS concert and I've seen these pyrotechnics explosions, and they're pretty impressive. I mean, you'd be scared, to have the bovine excrement come out of you. And I just don't buy this whole story.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I was actually doing my radio show right here, and I was watching TV right when it first happened. And the first time I saw the video of the explosion, it looked like a smoke effect from a movie set to me, rather than a real high-brissive explosion. And it looks like some of these crisis actors are people who have lost limbs earlier in life, and they were done up with makeup to make it look like it was more horrific. And there are a couple of photos and videos out there where they slip up and show that, you know, the wounded limbs are actually artificial. And again, there were two different locations for explosions, so I don't know why she's saying the wreath is in the wrong place. Anyway, Dan, got to let you go. Got to do station identification. We're going to close the phones for a bit. Got a lot more news I need to get to today. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.